From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia criticized for incursions of Turkish airspace. Russia has come under criticism from Turkey, the U.S., and NATO for incursions in recent days of Turkish airspace by its warplanes in pursuit of terror targets along the Turkey-Syria border. Moscow insists bad weather had a part to play. Turkey scrambled its jets in response. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
This incursion into Turkish airspace has demonstrated the importance of consultation and restraint and shaping an international response. Frankly, we view this incursion as reckless. It's dangerous, provocative, and it can cause accidents and miscalculation and risk the safety of airmen and airwomen in Turkey and elsewhere. So we would have serious concerns about that.
Russia last week began airstrikes against targets in Syria, claiming attacks on both Islamic State positions and what it called terrorist groups, rebel factions opposed to the Syrian government. South African Paralympian Oscar Pistorius will remain in prison after the country's parole review board delayed his release while he serves a 5-year term for culpable homicide in the shooting death of his girlfriend in 2013. Pistorius was sentenced over a year ago. Llewellyn Gray Kerlewis is a South African legal expert.
One can only come out on parole if direct imprisonment was the sentence handed down by the court. In this instance, the judge did not confine or decided that Oscar Pistorius must go to jail for the full 5-year period.
Pistorius was due to have been released in August after serving 10 months. The law requires he serve 1/6 of his sentence before parole can be considered. A hearing by the prosecution to determine whether his verdict should be changed to murder is scheduled next month. This is